All right, get ready because today we are going deep into some pretty mind-bending stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nicholas Luhmann's Observing Reentries.
Okay.
The title
Sounds intense.
might sound a
Yes.
bit like a riddle wrapped in an enigma, but trust me, this deep dive is going to be worth it.
I hope so.
You're going to walk away from this with a
Oh,
whole new perspective on how we make sense of the world,
okay.
especially those big, complex systems we're all a part of,
Right.
ready to have your mind blown.
It does sound a bit intimidating, I'll grant you that.
Yeah.
But hidden beneath that academic language are some incredibly powerful ideas.
Absolutely.
Luhmann was a master at making you rethink the way you think.
Exactly. Luhmann was this sociologist
Yeah.
who was obsessed with how systems work,
Okay.
societies, institutions, even our own minds.
Right.
And in this paper, he tackles some seriously big questions,
Okay.
like how do we understand things we can't directly see? How does our very idea of rationality need to adapt as the world spins faster and faster?
Yeah, he forces you to look beyond the surface,
Right.
to see the world as this interconnected web of observations and interpretations.
Okay, so no easy answers here, right?
Definitely not. We're going deep.
But that's what makes it so fascinating.
Yeah.
Luhmann argues that those traditional ideas of rationality, like there being one single correct description of the world,
Yeah.
just don't hold up anymore.
Okay, so we're all about drawing lines in the sand,
Yeah.
creating categories to make sense of the chaos.
Exactly. We're constantly making distinctions,
Okay.
saying this is A and that is not A, and that's the very act of observation,
Yeah.
according to Luhmann. But here's where things get really wild.
Okay.
Reentry.
Reentry.
It's this idea that a distinction gets folded back into itself like a Möbius strip.
Wait, so like with Aristotle and his ideas about nature, they
Yeah.
have this vast concept of nature, but then you start drawing lines within it,
Right.
saying some things are natural.
Like, and others are unnatural.
You got it.
That feels like what you're describing.
It sounds paradoxical, I know.
Yeah.
But Luhmann gives us some really illuminating examples.
Okay.
And these examples show us that this reentry isn't just some abstract philosophical game.
Okay.
It's actually fundamental to how we think and act. It's baked into the very foundation of how we understand the world.
So it's not just about nature, then.
Oh, absolutely.
Are there other examples of this re-entry thing happening?
Think about the concept of form in art and architecture.
Okay.
The very idea of form inherently contains within it the distinction between form and its opposite deformation.
So it's like saying you can't even have the concept of a perfect circle
Right.
without also having the concept of things that are not perfect circles.
That's the crux of it.
It's built right in.
And this re-entry, this copying of a distinction back into itself, happens everywhere.
Wow.
Luhmann even applies it to modern law.
Okay.
We have these lofty principles of freedom and equality, right? But in practice, they have to be constrained.
So freedom isn't absolute.
Exactly.
It exists within a framework of laws.
Right.
And even the concept of equality has to grapple with the reality of inequalities that exist in society.
Exactly. And Luhmann's point is that these re-entries,
Yeah.
while they might seem paradoxical, are actually what makes the system work.
Interesting.
They're necessary.
I'm starting to see how this challenges those traditional ideas of rationality.
Yeah.
If every observation already contains its opposite within it, how can we ever claim to have a single objective truth?
Right.
And if we can't, then what does that mean for how we make decisions, how we understand the world?
That's the key question Luhmann is raising.
Yeah.
He's not saying that rationality is irrelevant.
Okay.
He's arguing that our understanding of it needs to evolve,
Okay.
especially given the complexity of the world we live in.
Right.
And this is where the concept of second-order observation comes in.
Okay, second order observation. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, think about it this way. We're constantly evaluating not just the world around us,
Right.
but also how other people are perceiving and interpreting that same world.
It's like that saying, I see you seeing me.
Yeah.
It adds a whole new layer of complexity to how we understand things.
Precisely. And this is especially relevant in modern society, where we're bombarded with multiple, often conflicting perspectives.
Oh, yeah.
Think about how much information you take in on a daily basis
Oh, wine.
from the news, social media, conversations with friends. You're not just absorbing facts,
Right.
you're also observing how other people
Yeah.
are interpreting those facts, forming their own opinions, and acting on them.
So those old ideas of objective truth and a single universally valid rationality start to break down. It's
Exactly.
not just about what we see,
Right.
it's about how we see it.
yeah.
and how we see others seeing it.
Exactly.
It's making my head spin a little, to be honest.
It's a lot to take in for sure.
Yeah.
But Luhmann gives us a great example from the world of art to illustrate this point. Think about how the theory of fine arts has evolved.
Okay.
It shifted from emphasizing objective imitation.
Yeah.
To focusing on the interplay between the artist's skills and the observer's perception.
So even in art, it's no longer just about accurately depicting the world as it is.
Right.
It's about understanding the role of the observer in creating meaning.
Exactly. It's about how those two systems,
yeah.
the artist and the viewer, interact.
Right.
And that interaction is where the real meaning is created. It's a dance between perspectives.
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
And it leads us back to this idea of reentry, doesn't it?
It does.
If everything is based on observation and every observation contains its opposite,
yeah.
then how do we ever make sense of anything?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
And this is where Luhmann gets really radical.
Okay.
He suggests that maybe, just maybe, rationality in complex systems involves re-entering the distinction between high complexity and low complexity into the system itself.
Okay, I think I need you to break that down a bit for me. What does that even mean in practical terms?
Well, think of it this way. Systems, in order to function, have to find ways to reduce the overwhelming complexity of their environment into manageable chunks of information.
Okay.
They have to simplify, but in a way that doesn't completely ignore the complexity that's out there.
So it's like creating mental shortcuts.
Yeah.
But being aware that those shortcuts don't capture the whole picture.
Exactly. It's like acknowledging that the map is not the territory.
Yeah.
But still needing a map to navigate.
Right.
And this, Luhmann argues, is a constant challenge.
Yeah.
Especially given how quickly society and technology are changing.
So we're always playing catch up.
Yeah.
Trying to make sense of a world that's becoming more complex all the time.
Right.
And as that complexity increases, it gets harder and harder to distinguish between what's certain and what's uncertain.
You're right on the money. Luhmann goes as far as to say that in this context, the distinction between certainty and uncertainty often dissolves into uncertainty. We're living in a world where we have to accept that we can't know everything.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Okay, so how does all of this connect to real world issues?
Yeah.
I mean, these are big abstract concepts.
Right.
But they must have some practical implications.
They absolutely do.
How does this idea of reentry and second order observation play out in our everyday lives?
Think about the big challenges we're facing today, like climate change or political polarization.
Yeah.
These are incredibly complex issues with no easy solutions.
Right.
And Luhmann would argue that part of the reason they're so difficult to address is that we're still trying to apply outdated models of rationality to them.
Oh, okay.
We're looking for a single correct answer when in reality there are multiple, often conflicting perspectives that need to be taken into account.
So what you're saying is that we need to embrace this idea of second order observation.
Yes.
This awareness that there are multiple ways of seeing the world if we want to effectively tackle these complex issues.
Exactly. It's not about abandoning rationality altogether.
Okay.
It's about expanding our understanding of what it means to be rational in a world of increasing complexity and uncertainty.
That makes sense. So how do we actually do that?
Right.
How do we shift our thinking from this need for certainty to a more nuanced understanding of the world?
Well, Luhmann would say that it starts with recognizing that both individuals and ecological conditions, while technically outside the social system, have a profound impact on it.
That makes sense. Like, I'm an individual.
Right.
And I'm definitely not the whole of society, but my actions and choices still contribute to how society functions.
Right.
And the same goes for things like climate change.
Exactly.
It's happening outside of the social system as we traditionally define it.
Yeah.
But it has huge implications for how we live and organize ourselves.
Precisely. And the challenge, according to Luhmann, is understanding and managing these incredibly complex interdependencies.
Yeah.
Especially when we're dealing with so much uncertainty. It's like trying to solve a puzzle where the pieces are constantly changing shape.
It sounds overwhelming, to be honest.
It is a lot to take in.
How can we even begin to wrap our heads around all of this?
And Luhmann even compares our understanding of ecological consequences to conducting an experiment where we only find out the results as they're happening.
Oh, wow.
It's not a very comforting thought, is it?
Definitely not. But I guess that's the reality we're facing. Mm-hmm. We're living in a world where the consequences of our actions are often unpredictable and where the systems we're a part of are constantly in flux.
Right.
So if we can't rely on these traditional notions of rationality and certainty,
yeah.
what are we supposed to do? How do we make sense of the world and act effectively when everything feels so complex and unpredictable?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And I think Lewin would say that there's no easy answer, but he does offer some clues.
Okay.
He suggests that part of the solution might lie in embracing this idea of second-order observation, of becoming more aware of how our own observations are shaped by our perspectives mm-hmm. and how those perspectives interact with the perspectives of others.
So it's about understanding that we're all looking at the world through different lenses
yes.
and that those lenses shape what we see.
Right.
And not just understanding that this is happening,
yeah.
but actively trying to be aware of it.
Right.
To see our own biases and assumptions.
Exactly. And it's also about recognizing that those lenses are constantly being adjusted.
Okay.
Influenced yeah. by the observations of others and by the feedback we receive from the systems we're interacting with.
Right.
It's about becoming more aware of the feedback loops we're a part of and how our actions, even seemingly small ones, can ripple out and have unintended consequences.
It sounds like it requires a certain level of humility, acknowledging yeah. that we don't have all the answers and that our understanding of the world is always evolving.
I think that's a key part of it. Lewin's work really pushes us to question our assumptions, to be more critical of our own ways of thinking, mm-hmm. and to be open to different perspectives. It's about recognizing that our own worldview is just one of many, and that we can learn a lot from engaging with perspectives that are different from our own.
And to be comfortable with a certain degree of uncertainty, right?
Right.
Because in a complex system, we're never going to have complete control or perfect knowledge.
Right.
We have to accept that there are limits to what we can know and that some things will always remain unpredictable.
Precisely. It's about learning to navigate the unknown, to adapt to changing circumstances, and to make decisions. Even when we don't have all the information, it's about being comfortable with ambiguity and learning to embrace the inherent messiness of the world.
Yeah.
Which when you think about it is kind of what we do every day, right?
Yeah.
I mean, life is full of uncertainty. Maybe Lewin is just giving us a more sophisticated framework for thinking about how we deal with that uncertainty.
I think that's a great way to put it. He's not offering a simple solution, but rather a different way of approaching the problem.
Right.
It's about shifting our mindset from one that seeks certainty and control to one that embraces complexity and adaptability.
Exactly.
And in a world where things are changing faster than ever, that shift in thinking might be exactly what we need.
I completely agree. You know, sometimes I think Lewin gets a bad rap for being too abstract or difficult to understand.
Yeah.
But when you really dig into his work, mm-hmm. you realize that he's grappling with some of the most fundamental questions about how we make sense of the world.
I agree.
And his insights are, I think, more relevant now than ever before.
I agree. Okay, so if I'm trying to wrap my head around all of this,
yeah.
and it's a lot to process, I'll admit.
Right.
The big takeaway seems to be that we need to move away from this idea of a single objective truth.
Yeah.
And embrace the reality that we live in a world of multiple, often conflicting perspectives.
That's a great summary.
It's about recognizing the limits of our own knowledge. Mm. and being open to learning from others.
And Lewin's concept of reentry highlights how those perspectives are constantly interacting and influencing each other, creating a system that's dynamic, complex, and always evolving.
And in order to navigate that system effectively, we need to become more aware of how our own observations are shaped by our perspectives and how those perspectives interact with the perspectives of others.
Exactly.
It's about moving from first order observation to second order observation, as Lewin calls it.
It's about understanding that our observations are not simply reflections of an objective reality, but rather products of a complex interplay between observer and observed.
Yeah.
It's like we're all part of this giant feedback loop, constantly shaping and being shaped by the system we're a part of.
And that can feel overwhelming at times, but it also opens up possibilities for new ways of thinking and acting.
Precisely. So it's not just about acknowledging the complexity. It's also about finding ways to work with it.
Right.
To use it to our advantage.
Yeah.
And Lewin's work provides us with a framework for doing just that. It encourages us to think differently about rationality, about how we acquire knowledge, and about how we make decisions in a world that's full of uncertainty.
It's definitely a challenge to our traditional ways of thinking, but also a really exciting opportunity to develop more nuanced and adaptable approaches to understanding the world around us. So where do we go from here?
Right.
How do we apply these ideas to our own lives, to the challenges we face every day? What does it mean to be rational in a world of reentries and observing systems? That's a big question, and I don't think there's a single answer.
Yeah.
That'll work for everyone.
Right.
But maybe that's the point, right?
Yeah.
Lumen is pushing us to think differently, to embrace the ambiguity and complexity of the world, and to find our own ways of navigating it.
I think you've hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
There's no one-size-fits-all answer, but Lumen's work gives us some valuable tools for thinking through these complex issues.
Right.
Instead of searching for a single definitive answer, maybe it's about becoming more comfortable with asking questions, mm-hmm. with exploring different perspectives,
yeah.
and with accepting that our understanding of the world is always going to be partial and incomplete.
So it's not about having all the answers. It's about being open to new information and willing to change our minds when presented with new evidence.
Exactly.
It's about embracing the process of learning and understanding that it's a lifelong journey.
It's about embracing the ambiguity, the uncertainty, and the inherent paradox of a world where distinctions constantly re-enter themselves.
Yeah.
Remember, this is all about how we observe the world. And if our very act of observation is based on creating distinctions that fold back on themselves, well, that means we're always going to be dealing with a certain level of paradox and uncertainty.
It's like Lumen is saying, the world is messy, get used to it.
Well, he might not put it quite that way, but I think you've captured the essence of his argument.
Yeah.
He's challenging us to let go of our need for absolute certainty,
yeah.
and to embrace the dynamism and complexity of the systems we're a part of.
So it's less about finding the right answer and more about developing the right questions,
yeah.
the right approach to engaging with the world.
Exactly.
It's about cultivating curiosity and a willingness to challenge our own assumptions.
Precisely. It's about cultivating a mindset that's flexible, adaptable, and open to new information and perspectives.
Yeah.
It's about being comfortable with not knowing everything mm-hmm. and being willing to learn from others, even from those who see the world very differently than we do.
This has been a deep dive in the truest sense of the word.
It has.
We've gone deep into some pretty complex concepts, but I think the payoff has been huge.
Good.
It's really shifted my thinking about how I observe the world and how I approach the idea of rationality.
I'm glad to hear that, you know, sometimes people shy away from Lumen's work because they think it's too abstract or too difficult.
Yeah.
But I think that's a mistake.
I agree.
His work is challenging, yes, but it's also incredibly rewarding.
It is.
It offers a whole new way of seeing the world and our place in it. And I hope it sparks some curiosity for you to explore Lumen's work further.
I hope so too.
There's so much more to uncover, and it's a journey that's well worth taking.
I absolutely agree. And to our listener, I'd say this, as you go about your day, your week, consider this. How are you observing the world?
That's a good question.
What distinctions are you drawing? And are you aware of how those distinctions might be re-entering themselves, shaping your understanding of what you observe?
Right.
It's a question worth pondering, even if there's no easy answer.
Absolutely.
It's about recognizing that we're all part of this complex, interconnected web of observations and interpretations, and that by becoming more aware of our own role in that web, we can start to navigate it more effectively. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.